Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumble.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys. Bob Wills with a recording he made fairly late in his career for the Cap record label. Recording of his biggest hit, the San Antonio Rose. Now, on that session, he didn't use his regular band. He used a studio group, and you heard him refer to some of the musicians in there. You heard him call out to Tommy. Well, that was Tommy Jackson playing fiddle. He was one of the fiddlers. And he mentioned the name Gassaway. Well, he was referring to Gene Gassaway, another fiddler, and this one was somebody who did work with Bob Wills. Tommy Jackson had worked with Ray Price, and he was sort of an institution in Nashville, and he played lots of Western swing as well. He was a really great fiddler. Unfortunately, he died at a very young age. But you heard him on a lot of Ray Price's early records. He's the fellow who invented the style. That's sort of a chink-chink-glide style that introduced so many of Ray Price's big hit records. That was Tommy Jackson. Well, he was on that session with Bob Wills, as were a number of other outstanding musicians.
Oh, It's lonely on the trail tonight. The stars are out of sight. I hear the howl of the wild coyote, and I know things just ain't right. It's lonely on the trail tonight. Dark clouds are in the sky. I hear the sad whispering of the pines, and they seem to sob and cry. As I ride the trail this fall, old pal, I'm mighty sad and blue. I don't know what to do. It sure is lonely. Without you. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Jimmy Wakely and a song we don't hear very often from him, called It's Lonely on the Trail Tonight. Now we're going to hear from the Rainsmen with their 1977 recording of a Bob Nolan classic called Way Out There.
A lonely spot I know, where no man will go, where the shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. By, I caught her on the fly. I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to the desert ground, saw the spot I will see no more. And as I rode away, I heard the pale moon say, farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here.
Get on him in the first place, and you better trust in your lady luck. Pray to God that she don't give up on you right now. Live fast, die young, bull rider. One hand hold is all you got to hit you in the bull against the clock and a coarse crowd. And once upon a spinning ton, nothing else you ever done can pull this way. You're just outside the buck and shoot. You lose the spur, you lose your seat, and you lose yourself. By now he's bucking mean and dirty, slinging mud and cowboy boots and kicking clowns. No fools, no fun, bull riders. You gotta feel the way he's moving. You gotta watch his head and brace yourself for anything that'll render you my dead. You know the art of hanging loose, hanging just as tight. Well, it's something like a hurricane who's dancing with a kite. Well, the rodeo's more than rough. It's a fact of life. It's tough to cut and it's beaver hats. It's drinking beer and pulling trailers, tight lame on barrel racers, and of course a buckle. No rights, no pay, bull rider. Live fast, die young, bull rider.
Of course, that was Johnny Cash with Bull Rider. Well, back in 1979, Marty Robbins recorded a Bob Nolan composition for Columbia Records titled When Payday Rolls Around. But somehow, Columbia didn't issue it and basically lost it until it was discovered by the Bear Family label in 2002. And they reissued it, and it sounded like this.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town, I'll mingle with my old friends I love. Maybe some blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco pal to ride over that hot desert ground. True heart and pole and hair know that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around. I'm dressing up in style for in a little while. I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear in battle until payday rolls around.
That was a good one, wasn't it? Too bad they lost it, but we've got it now. Marty Robbins, When Payday Rolls Around. Well, now we have a sort of an unusual one. This is another one that the information about got lost, at least. The recording didn't get lost, but nobody seems to know who was on this recording session. But I have a theory. You'll hear a muted trombone backing up Jimmy Wakely on this song. And my theory is that the trombone player is Russ Morgan, the famous band leader. Now, I asked Russ Morgan's son if he knew whether his dad made this record, and he didn't. I've asked the people associated with the record label, they didn't know. And, of course, Jimmy Wakely passed away, and so did his family members that might have known before I had a chance to ask the question. I know Jimmy and Russ were friends, and they did do some work together. Whether they made this record together or not, I don't know. But we can enjoy it nonetheless.
I danced with an angel on a night beneath the stars, while cowboys were singing and playing guitars. The tune they were playing was a beautiful waltz. They called it Bandera, the Bandera Waltz. The music so sweet seemed to whisper to me, she loves me, she loves me, what else could it be? Though she's gone and left me with a love that was false, I'll remember Bandera and the Bandera Waltz. Sweet seemed to whisper to me, she loves me, she loves me, what else could it be? Though she's gone and left me with a love that was false, I'll remember Bandera and the Bandera Waltz.
Jimmy Wakely and very possibly Russ Morgan with the Bandera Waltz. And now we're going to listen to a little Western swing from Asleep at the Wheel. They're going to play the Osage Stomp.
Thank you. Asleep at the Wheel with the Osage Stomp. You know, it's embarrassing to admit this, but for many years, I used to listen to the lyrics to Oklahoma Hills. And there's a line in there that talks about the great Osage. Now, I just wondered and wondered what they were referring to. I thought they were some kind of sagebrush they were referring to because I had not seen the lyrics. I just heard them. Well, obviously, they were talking about an Indian tribe, the great Osage, not Great Osage. Well, now we're going to switch gears and listen to a really old song recorded by Tex Ritter in the 1930s called I'm a Do-Right Cowboy.
I'm a do-right cowboy, a top cowhand, live away out there where the West began. Got a horse and a saddle and a ranch of my own, and I leave all the other men's women alone. Got a two-story home and a big herd of cattle where the coyotes howl and the rattlesnakes rattle. Want an old-fashioned gal who will settle for life. I'm a do-right cowboy looking for a wife. I'm a blame good man, a 45 toter from the borderland. I'm looking for a gal who'll carry my brand. I'm a do-right cowboy, a top cowhand. When I find her, we'll go where the cactus grows, back to God's own country where the chilly winds blow. We'll live just as happy and free as a lark, where a cowboy's language is a pistol bark. Oh, I'll ride the range and live a happy life. I'm a do-right cowboy looking for a wife. She must cook and bake and sew my buttons on, and love me from dawn till the setting of the sun. I'm a blame good man, a 45 toter from the borderland. I'm looking for a gal who'll carry my brand. I'm a do-right cowboy, a top cowhand. Now you've heard my story, can you tell me where to find a gal whose manner is gentle, sweet, and kind? I'm a do-right cowboy, you can bet your life. I'm a-looking high and low for a nice little wife. I'm a good hairpin, way out yonder where the men are men. My biggest ambition is that I want to be the daddy of a great big family.
Tex Ritter with a fairly rare song from back in the early 1930s. I'm a do-right cowboy. Well, now let's hear another one from Marty Robbins. This one's a very familiar song, but it's from a rare source. It's from his television show. He did a couple of television shows, several in fact, but this one was from 1965, from a television series he made called The Drifter. This is from the soundtrack, and it's called Roll On, Little Dogies, also known as The Cowboy's Dream. Here's Marty Robbins.
Last night as I lay on the prairie, and I looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would drift to that sweet by and by. Roll on, little dogies, roll on.
house so big, that's where they swing. And like a jig, they've got a stomp, but is it wrong? It will make you shake like Mo and Paul. Now if you can't dance about, just come on down and we'll fix you out. They start you off at a romp and you're bound to swing at the Fort Worth stomp. Now up in town, on the street, oh, the policeman swings on his beat. And the school kids, that makes the fine but the people to swinging all out in time. Don't get me wrong, we're not hot. This is all that we've got, so if you get what I say, the Fort Worth stomp is what we play. What I say, the Fort Worth stomp is what we play.
The Crystal Spring Ramblers with the Fort Worth stomp, another one from back in the 1930s. Some vintage western swing. We hope you liked that one. Well, now we're going to do a little set about the search for gold. You know, the thought of gold and the prospects of getting rich from it dominated the minds of many a settler in the West years ago. And, of course, there were lots of songs written about it. One of the prettiest was recorded by Bob Wagner. It's called El Dorado.
Through sunshine and shadow, from darkness till noon, over mountains that reach from the sky to the moon, a man with a dream that will never let go, keeps searching to find El Dorado. So ride, boldly ride to the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride till you find El Dorado. The wind become bitter, the sky turn to gray, his body grows weary, he can't find his way, but he'll never turn back, though he's lost in the snow, for he has to find El Dorado. So ride, boldly ride, to the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride, my daddy once told me what a man ought to be. There's much more to life than the things we can see. And the godliest mortal you ever will know is the one with the dream of El Dorado. So ride, boldly ride to the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride till you find El Dorado. El Dorado.
Marshall picked a nugget up at Sutter's Mill one day.
Gold, gold, gold.
He should have kept his mouth shut, but he had to have his say.
Gold, gold, gold.
That Word was scattered to the winds, and round the world it went. Now men of every nation began an emigration. They were California bent.
Gold, gold, gold.
Oh, her lips is red.
Long and the moon is high. I want a gal before I die. A pretty little girl with a turned up nose and dancing music in her twinkling toes.
Oh, her lips is red and her eyes is bold. Her hair's like yaller, yaller, yaller gold. The color of yaller, yaller, yaller gold.
Gal in Shanty Town, twinkling toes and a dancing gown. She wasn't for me, and the reason is this: she busted my jaw when I asked her for a kiss.
Oh, her lips is red and her eyes is bold. Her hair's like yaller, yaller, yaller gold. The color of yaller, yaller, yaller gold.
Smoking her pipe and chawing her quid. When she puckered up her lips, I ran for my life, but she run me down, and now she's my wife.
Oh, her lips is red and her eyes is bold. Her hair's like yaller, yaller, yaller gold. The color of yaller, yaller, yaller gold. Color of yaller, yaller, yaller gold.
The Sons of the Pioneers, with a little-known song that they recorded back in the 1950s called Yaller, Yaller Gold. And we heard them introduced by one of their old buddies named Thurl Ravenscroft. He had a deep bass voice, and he made a couple of albums with them in the late 1950s and early 1960s. He was best known, perhaps, as the voice of Tony the Tiger, a cartoon character who used to advertise a brand of cereal in the United States called Frosted Flakes. And I expect that put a few bowls of cereal on his own breakfast table. He had an unusual deep bass voice, as you heard, and he was featured in lots of Walt Disney's productions. That's Thurl Ravenscroft. Well, now we got some more vintage Western swing for you. This one's by the Sunshine Boys, and it's called What's the Matter with Deep Ellum?
Out down in Deep Ellum, cause here I come, I'm a long tall daddy with a big shotgun. What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you what's the matter. Deep Ellum just too doggone close. See me coming, better leave me alone, 'cause I'm a wildcat papa and I got no home. What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you what's the matter. Deep Ellum's just too doggone slow. Come down to Deep Ellum with my gun all oiled in green. You better start to running, 'cause I shoot just where I please. What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you what's the matter. Deep Ellum's just too doggone slow. What's the need down in Deep Ellum? I heard somebody say it's some work to make the customers come back in every day. What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
What's the matter with Deep Ellum?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you what's the matter. Deep Ellum's just too doggone slow.
Some vintage western swing from the Sunshine Boys from down in Texas. What's the matter with Deep Ellum? You know, we've had a country corner on the show for quite a while now, and more recently we've started a brief set of music featuring big bands and their forays into Western music. They played an important role in spreading Western music to new audiences. And today we'd like to feature a very short set of music by one of the most popular of all bands. Although he didn't rate high in swing circles, the public seemed to really love his music. We're talking about Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian Orchestra. What we'd like to do is to play a little bit of his theme song to remind you of who he was, and then we'll play some Western music by Guy Lombardo and his orchestra. The theme in this instance comes from an old V-disc, so you'll hear a reference to the music being recorded for the men and women in uniform overseas during the Second World War. Immediately after the theme song, Guy Lombardo introduces his brothers, who are members of the orchestra. If you know anything about Guy Lombardo's music, you know who Carmen Lombardo was. He actually wrote most of the arrangements for the band, and his brother, Liebert, played lead trumpet, played a lot of trumpet solos, and Liebert Lombardo was Louis Armstrong's favorite trumpet player, believe it or not. Well, there was another brother, and his name was Victor. He was the youngest. He played saxophone. And unless I forget to do it, I'll tell you a little story about Victor after we hear Guy Lombardo and his orchestra with a little Western music.
Victor. This is Liebert.
And this is Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians spinning your way via V-discs. Now back to your places, Lombardos, and off we go with a waxing. I hope all you servicemen and women will enjoy.
Thank you.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian Orchestra with South of the Border and The Last Roundup. I said I'll tell you a little story. I'll make it real quick. When I was a teenager, I used to drive some kids in the neighborhood to school. And one of them was a little girl who was visiting her grandparents for that school year. She was from the New York area. And she came over to visit, to spend a little time with my younger sister. She was a couple of years younger than I was, I suppose. But she saw that I was arranging some photographs of musicians that I had collected. As a teenager, I developed a collection of photographs of musicians and athletes, and she happened to see a picture of Victor Lombardo, Guy Lombardo's younger brother. And she said, "Wait, that's Uncle Victor." As it turned out, her dad, who lived on Long Island, was a composer and an arranger and a very close friend of Victor Lombardo. So that's about as close a connection as I ever got to the Lombardos, but that's my story. Now let's hear a little more vintage Western swing from the Light Crust Doughboys. They've got a song called Blue Guitars. The Light Crust Doughboys with Blue Guitars. And now let's hear from the Rainsmen from down Arizona way. They've got a song about a legendary character in Arizona's history. His name was Geronimo.
Geronimo! Of Jerusalem. night is black and still. You may hear the distant thunder of their hoofbeats on the hill. Then comes the mighty war cry of 100 years ago. Band of phantom warriors led by Geronimo. Geronimo, Geronimo, savage and bold.
Settlers at the mention of his name. But in Mexico they won't forget the vengeance of this man, who blazed a bloody battle trail and terrorized their land. A bloody battle trail and terrorized their land. Some called him a renegade and some called him a chief. Some called him a warrior and some called him a thief. But this Chiricahua, a red man, rode straight in hero tall. Apache brave and no one slave, he feared no man at all. Geronimo, Apache brave and no one slave, he feared no man at all. No matter where you wander, no matter where you go, his name will live forever, the name Geronimo. Geronimo.
Johnny Western with a song titled Geronimo, about an Arizona legend. And interestingly, Johnny Western retired to Arizona. And before Johnny Western, we heard the Rainsmen with another song titled Geronimo. And one of the Rainsmen, actually two of the Rainsmen, retired to Arizona. Dick Goodman, who lives just outside of Phoenix, and Jerry Compton, who retired to Sedona. Now we have an old Sons of the Pioneers tune from 1947. It's called The Texas Cowboy, and Bob Nolan sings the solo.
I'm dreaming of the time when old Texas was home, longing for the prairie where the longhorns do roam. Long to meet the men who shaped my career and taught me by example to never know fear. Riding after cattle through the blaze of the sun, then sleeping on the saddle when the day's work is done. Oh, that I were there in the fragrance of spring, to hear in the evening the mockingbird sing. I'd like to see my daddy and my mother again, then go on a roundup with my big brother Ben, and sit around the campfire where stories are told, listening and dreaming of adventures so bold. I hear even now the wild coyote howl, the bawling of the cattle and the hoot of the owl, the jingling of the spurs and the flapping of shaps, are sounds that will never from memory lapse. Riding after cattle through the blaze of the sun, sleeping on a saddle when the day's work is done. Oh, that I were there in the fragrance of spring, to hear in the evening the mockingbirds sing.
The Sons of the Pioneers from 1947 with The Texas Cowboy. We hope you enjoyed that one. And we think you're going to enjoy this next one. It's another rare one, this time by Jimmy Wakely. And we're moving over to the Santa Fe Trail now, as Jimmy Wakely sings a song from one of his films, Six Gun Serenade. It's called Heading Up the Santa Fe Trail.
That's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.